What's the difference between people on a high level and yourself?
And what?
And yourself.
Every one of us is working, and every one of us has to advance. And a good example of this balance is what usually happens when a person first gets married. So we're accustomed to working in a specific mode where if we want to accomplish something, so we pressurize ourselves to accomplish it. And when we're single, so then if I'm pressured, that doesn't affect anyone but me, because I'm in my own bubble. I have my chavrusa, but he's not really a part of my life. I have my neighbor, I have my coworkers, but I'm not dealing with them on an intimate level. So I can be pressured to finish a project, I can be pressured to accomplish more, I could be pressured to make more money, and I don't necessarily have to be a very pressured person to my surroundings. Anytime I want to accomplish something, I just pressure myself to do it. When a person gets married, so then there's someone who's really a part of everything they do. And if they're pressured, so that affects that person, and there's no way around it. And then you suddenly say to yourself, okay, so what am I going to do? I have to accomplish. So what some people do is they say, honey, I'm going to be in the office for 2 days now. We'll talk in 2 days. I'll call you in the middle, but I really have to concentrate. And obviously that's not healthy. What some other people do is they realize they can't be pressured. So they tone down the things that would pressure them. And as a person grows, hopefully he learns how to develop the skill of being very productive and trying to accomplish as much as he can without the pressure. He can focus his energies without pressure and without affecting others. Now this skill of focusing our strengths and our energies is a skill that we're constantly developing. A great person can develop the fear of Hashem, can be very highly attuned to his Yiras Shemayim, to living in the shadow of Hashem, and it will not affect the guy sitting next to him. But that's a level of greatness. That's honing one's personality. Being able to be with Hashem on one level, and on the same level, and at the same time being able to communicate with my fellow man and make him happy and speak to him on his level. There's a machlokas in the Midrashim, which was the 10th test of Avraham Avinu. You have him pick a Rebbe Lezer and Avos Rebbe Nosson, you have different Midrashim, you have different opinions how you organize the 10 tests. We know Avraham Avinu had 10 tests, so the classical enumeration puts the Akedah as the final test. And you would assume that they're in order of hardship, right? That they're constantly getting harder. Obviously, what's the point if he already showed that he could stand up to the hardest test, then why give him another test that's less hard? So logic would dictate that the final test is binding his own son, right? That's what we think. But there's another medrash that says that the final test was burying his wife. So on one level, we could say that burying one's wife is maybe the most difficult thing a person can do. The Talmud says that one who buries his wife, it's like the temple was destroyed in his day. But there's an alternate understanding. And that is that to work to attain the great heights, the height of prophecy, the height of dedication, the height of connection with his Creator, that Avram attained when he was on top of Har Moriah, and he bound his son, and he was ready to do everything for God. That's tremendous level. But there's one level higher than that. And that is when a person can focus his connection to Hashem and it won't interfere with his connection with humanity. Meaning for us, usually the first stage of connecting to Hashem is that everyone has to come with me. And if you're not with me, then you're not with me. Then there's no connection with us. Come with me. Every Baal Tshuva has this, where he starts talking to other people and he doesn't understand, why aren't you as excited as I am about Judaism? This is the greatest thing in the world, and he can't connect with people that aren't in his excitement. But there's another level, where a person can be so greatly connected with Hashem, and be on such a level that he can still connect to pagans, who are haggling dishonestly with him, at a time that his wife is lying dead before him. And they know he desperately wants to bury his wife, he wants to give her that last honor. So Avram, who's the great warrior, they appointed him the head of the UN of the time. All the nations concede he's the greatest. And now this little guy Ephron and the Hittites are giving him trouble. Avram doesn't say one word that's wrong. Avram treats them nicely and gently and kindly. And according to this Medrash, that was even an even greater test than the Akedah. Not that it's more difficult to treat another human being decently, but after one is on such a high level and he's connected to Hashem, to come back and be able to connect with the rest of humanity on their mundane level, and not get all upset when the guy is trying to rip you off, and not get all upset when they see your wife lying there and they know he wants to bury her and they're keeping him over nonsense. To be able to connect the two. And according to one understanding, that's the great story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He's learning in a cave, he's on the highest level. He comes out of the cave and everything mundane that he sees gets burnt. He can't see the mundane. That's one level. He had to work a whole year to get to the next level where he can be on such spiritual heights, and yet he could see other people on dealing with the mundane, dealing with their plowing and their harvesting, and be able to connect to the world. It's a totally different level. So according to that understanding, that was the greater test for Avraham Avinu. It was a step forward. And that's what I meant when I said earlier that great people can balance that tremendous yiras shemayim with a happiness, with a countenance that radiates joy and calm, and it doesn't contradict, it doesn't come in conflict. But that takes greatness. For the average person, it's either this or that. You with me?
Isn't it the Kutzker, I think, that he keep a gunner in his pocket? I said, should we leave the alone? And it was the opposite. I forgot how to say it in Hebrew. I'm the test in ashes.
Anuchi afar ve'efer, yeah. That's what they say, yeah.
I think it was him.
I don't remember who, yeah.
What do you mean by grub?
I didn't hear you.
What do you mean by grub?
A person honing his traits.
Sorry?
A person refining their traits. You need Torah to refine your traits. There's no other way. Chazal say, Lo am aretz chassid. One who isn't learned can't be too pious in his traits, because you need the Torah to get it right. A person can have the best intentions and he could be a very decent human being. But if he wants to perfect it, he has to learn. There's no other way. The person could mean well, but if he wants to do what's right, he has to learn the laws.
Isn't that more Talmud than
Torah? I didn't follow?
Isn't that more Talmud than Torah?
Torah encompasses the written law and the oral law, which is the Talmud, yeah.